Okay, great. So in the last year, we worked on what makes Hotza really a little bit unique. It has these very specific hagdaros, right? Unlike let's see, your average malacha, right? Obviously, there are hagdaros. There's always formal hagdaros to the whole process. But we saw dafka by Hotza, the Rishonim are very intrigued by the very, very precise and very constraining definitions that we apply to Hotza. Right? The Ramban has this line where it says, it's not Asr Machmas Gufo. Right? The Isser of Hotza, says the Ramban, is schlepping stuff around. Right? So ideally, you should be chayiv anytime you're schlepping stuff around. Even inside Rosh Tayachid. Right? That's the Isser. But the actual Hagdara of the Isser is not going to be applicable unless you're Havaras Roshas, unless you go from Rosh Tayachid to Rosh Rabim. So it's actually Usr, but not Machmas At Gufa, right? The nature of the Isser and its application don't stream together. As opposed to, let's say, Bishul, where, you know, there's a very clear, you know, you making food edible through fire, right? And basically there are all sorts of ways to do that. And we might expand it to include cases of, you know, let's say, I don't know, Bishul Achar Afia. We might not, because we might say Bishul Achar Bishul. But ultimately, right, we have this, like, very clear concept of what the concept of Bishul is, and wherever that concept applies, it's Bishul, right? That's what the Ramban formulates it more in that direction. Tosfos, on the other hand, emphasizes the fact that a similar idea, but he applies it differently, where he says, really, Hotza is all about transporting the object from one place to the other, right? Why aren't you chayiv if you do Rosh Tayachid to Rosh Tayachid? Right? It was in location A, now it's in location B, but nonetheless, you're not chayiv unless it meets these, it goes from Rosh Tayachid to Rosh HaRabim, not if it's Rosh Tayachid to Rosh Tayachid, even though you accomplished, right, transportation. Right? It's almost as if, like, because it never had to go to, like, a redistribution center in the middle, right, you might have had a direct delivery from your house to someone else's house, and you didn't have to go to the post office, so it never went, it never was Havara through Rosh HaRabim. So then it's worse off. So it says, I don't get it. You still transport an object from one location to another. Okay? And Tosos again says that this is true also about toldos of Hotza, where you're only going to be chayav on toldos of Hotza if they actually existed in the Mishkan. Right? I need to show that the tolda of Hotza was in the Mishkan in order for me to say that it's a tolda. And not only that, but I also need a pasuk. I need like a pasuk to tell me that this tolda is part of Hotza, and I need it to be in the Mishkan in order for me to treat it as Hotza, even though conceptually it accomplishes the same thing. Right? So Tosos says, that's why it's a malacha grua, because its conceptual model and its actual application don't fit. Okay? Derech Agav, something that comes out of that whole discussion, right? Both of them are saying that the very precise structure of Hotza is something that is inconsistent with the conceptual model and the conceptual essence of the malacha, but how they present the model of conceptually what's happening is a little bit different, right? Tosos emphasized the fact that you're transporting objects from one place to another, right? The ikar of Hotza is the transfer of reshuyos. Right, the question is, why does it have to be Rosh Tayachid Rosh Rabim? Why can't it be Rosh Tayachid Rosh Tayachid at the end of the day? Right, you transported the object. The Ramban emphasizes the question of tiltal, right? The fact that you're moving something around, not necessarily that, got from location A to location B, but the action that you're doing in moving it, right? While Tosfos is very focused on what you accomplish at the end, the Totza, the Ramban, it seems to be very focused on the actual Maisa. And his question is, why don't we apply the Isser of Hotza to the Maisa across the board, right? So for Ramban, it's about the focus is on the Maisa, and for Tosos, it's on the Hotza, okay? Now, just like an interesting question, or sort of an interesting question of focus, is if you look at the different cases of Hotza, right, one of them is actually works, some of them work better with each other than others. Okay, for the Tosvos, the question you're going to ask is, what case of hotzah doesn't fit? Right, so what do we know about hotzah? Right, when are you chayef on hotzah? Okay, go ahead.
Is that muted or
no? We're good.
Okay. Moving it arba amod and rishus rabim.
Exactly. Right. Dalet amos rishus rabim, according to Tosfos, right, should be a little bit is difficult. Right? How are you going to explain that moving dalet amos rishus rabim is, oh, you moved it from place A to place B, right? So you could answer, you know, in a chanami that it's different. Let's say it's a tolda. Right, it doesn't actually fit 100%, but it's somewhat similar, and therefore it has its own slightly different machayev. Or you can argue, right, not that, oh, it's different, but it's actually, it really is the same. Right? How do you say that? We're gonna hopefully get back to Dalanos, but just like there's a Baal Amor who basically says every Dalanamos is like its own little miniature Rishos Hayachid, or its own mini Rishos when you're standing in it. Right, you get your own Dalet Amos, you get your own personal space in Rishus Rabim. So when you're standing in it, that's your personal space. If you move out of it, you just moved, you know, from one Rishus to another. That's actually how the Baal Amor takes it. Right, so it's actually just an extreme example of saying, oh, really everything is about accomplishing moving the object from one Rishus to another. Even if you're standing in the middle of the road, if you move Dalet Amos, you actually moved from one area to another. Okay? That's just an extreme manifestation of this concept that hotzah is really all about the transportation of an object from place A to place B. Okay. The second point that it will affect is, where do you see the ikar of the maisa hotzah? Right? So for Tosvos, you can argue that the ikar should be the akira and the hanacha, right? It's where it left place A and it got to place B. According to the Ramban, the schlepping, you can say two things, right? You could either say it's the movement in the middle, right? It's the actual fact, how much you're moving is when you're, since you're schlepping then, or the Ramban could say it's the akira that really matters, right? The hanacha is just the end of your schlepping. And it was a schlepping that was significant because it, you know, we can measure how much you schlepped because you moved the rishus, right? Obviously, dalet amos rishus rabim for the Ramban is going to be a lot simpler, right? The question of why aren't you chayiv inside Rosh Hashanah is a little more puzzling. Okay, all right, but the point is that you have these very, very precise structural requirements for Hotzah, which you don't necessarily have by other Malachos, right? Toso says that, right, even if it conceptually matches, you need it to actually have a model in the Mishkan in order to be Chayiv by Hotzah, even though conceptually it's absolutely the same. Toso goes so far as to say that moving an object from Shusayachid to Shusayachid or Shusayachid to Shusayachid would require a parallel in the Mishkan, right? It requires a separate pasuk, sorry. Right? So hachnasa and hotzah, even though the Gemara itself says, mali iule mali afuke, right? Why do I care if you're moving it into the Rosh Hashayachid or out of the Rosh Hashayachid? It's switching Roshuyos, right? Who cares what order it's in which Roshas? Right? But Tosa says, while that's conceptually true, nonetheless, the Gemara requires these two, the psukim, one to learn akira hotzah and one to learn hachnasa. And the Mishnah counts, right? Yitzios ha-shabes shtayim shein arba b'fnim, shtayim shein arba b'chutz. The shtayim shein arba b'fnim are the yitzios, hotzah, and the shtayim shein arba b'chutz are the hachnasos. Okay? So even though conceptually you're accomplishing the same switch of transportation from one place to another, right, you need a separate pasuk to learn the two of them. Okay. Next thing that we saw, right, is there's like this extreme case of, oh, kachaya b'mishkan, of Moshe, right? You have these two porches in Rosh Sarabim, and you pass along the length of Rosh Sarabim, you're going to be chayiv, right, because you've transported the object, you know, further down Rosh Sarabim, right, and why? Because kachaya avodas ha-levim b'mishkan. So the very fact that this is the way the action was done in the Levium, in the Mishkan, is going to be Mechayiv. If you go across the Rosh Hasharabim, you're Pater. Right? It's only if it goes further down the Rosh Hasharabim. Okay? So one way to explain it is simply, oh, yeah, that's what happened in the Mishkan, and like your hands are bound to exactly what happened in the Mishkan. On the other hand, you can argue that okay, there's got to be, is there some conceptual difference? So you could even, you really could just say no, right? That's exactly whatever's in the Mishkan, we're able to say, oh, that matches the Maisa that you're doing. Alternatively, you say there needs to be some conceptual difference, right? And the fact is that you're moving further on in the Rosh Hashanah, which would actually work much better with Tosfos than it would with the Ramban, right? For the Ramban, the question is, well, if you're shopping, so why should it matter if it's further down the Rosh Hashanah or across? According to Tosfos, the fact that you're moving it further along the Rosh Hashanah, actually, it's right, it's transportation, so it actually makes sense. You made progress. Like when you're sitting in traffic, you know, you move like a few inches, you know, at least you feel like you've done something. If you are sitting in traffic and you switch lanes, but you're still sitting still, right, you haven't accomplished anything. Okay. Right. But again, there's this very, very, very strong structural definition to hotzah. You only chayv on hotzah when it meets very, very, very strict demands of how you do the action. Okay? And again, just like this is more general, right? Not specifically in the pratim of hotzah, but the way right, it begins the whole masechta, it's the it ends the list of malachos after maki bepatish, and most importantly, right, what we're medayik from the bit where it ends after goes after maki bepatish is the fact that it doesn't change the malacha, right, Andy. Andy also pointed this out, right? He says, oh, the object hasn't changed. Right? You've changed where it is, but you haven't changed the actual object, right? And there's an Or Zeruah, Rashi says exactly that. And the first Makor. Right? Hamotzi lekaman, perek hazorik, by hotza hecha ksiva, velo by lemilfa mimishkan, afagav dahavi bimishkan. So he says, why didn't we say, oh, it was in the Mishkan, right? We also need a Pasuk. So this is actually an interesting formulation. Let's say it's Malacha Gru, it says Malacha Sheina Chashuva. Right? So Rabbeinu Tam points out, the object remains the same. It's a Malacha Sheina Chashuva, and therefore, I need a Pasuk to tell me that it's a Malacha, even though it was in the Mishkan, right? There's no change in the object. Mekara chifetz v'hashta chifetz. Okay? Right, here we actually require not just one, but potentially two psukim in order to learn out hotzah. Right? Everything else we learn from the Mishkan, and this needs its own pasuk. So our first sort of, you know, conclusion in like a, without getting into the whys, but of the what, right, how would we describe Melechus Hotzah? Like how would you say, there are two ways you can look at a Melacha, right? In general, you can say, you've accomplished X or you've done X, right?
Well, that would be the Machloket, Ramban and Tosfot, no? Tosfot would say you've accomplished transfer of Rishut, and Ramban would say you're doing Torah.
Right. So what's interesting though is even though they see right their emphasis in each one, you know, in terms of the Maisa or the Totzah, what's clear in Hotzah, right, is that even Tosvos, right, who's talking about the Totzah, says you're only chayiv on the Totzah if what?
If you've done the Akira and Nahava.
Right. And right, I just say that, like if you did the Akira v'Anacha in a very specific way, right? Because in order to be chayiv, like the malacha is defined by its ma'isa, right? Even the Ramban who says, the Ramban also says, it's about the ma'isa malacha, right? But his even for the Ramban says, right, it's the fact that you're doing Torah. But how do we define it? Right? We don't define the malacha actually by whether or not you did Torah. Because even if that should be true, even Rosh Hashayachid, right? So what we really do is we define it, right, by the Tsuras HaMalacha. We define it entirely based on the way in which you do the Malacha, which way you do the Maisa Malacha, right? Hotzah is, at the end of the day, is defined by the
L'tzuras pe'ulas hamlacha hamaisa.
Okay? It's very, 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 right? I just want to add it in as many, like, I should have really did, like, tzuras maisa pe'ulas. It's another word for action, right? Asiyas hamlacha. Okay? It's very, right? Every detail, every time we want to apply hotzah to a certain case, what we do say, oh, are all the actions involved, you know, entirely, you know, compatible with our model of hotzah, right? But it's a physical model. It's a model of an action, of how to do the action, right? Well, the sequence of actions, the order of the actions, the quality of the actions, right? You're seeing the Hemshech of the Gemara. We have a lot of kopal, you know, what counts as like a Maisa Akira. In Akira, that's Chashuv, that's important enough, that's significant enough, right? Even though if you think the Mechayiv is the Schlepping or the Havaras Roshos, neither one of them are going to be Mechayiv based on those, right? We're going to define the Malacha actually based on the Tzuras Pe'ulas Maisa Malacha that was in the Mishkan, okay? And this is also very interesting, right? We need, the fact that it's in the Mishkan isn't good enough, right? But it also needs to have all of its toldos in the Mishkan, says Tosfos, right?
So I'm going to add in over here, so I have to make it green, now I'll just make it red stuff, right?
Right, so it's a malacha in the Maisa, essentially, right? Not in the Chalos, not in the Totsa necessarily, right? It's very much the definition of the malacha is in the tzuras hamaisa. How you go about doing it defines hotzah. Even though the toeles, right, what you're accomplishing, both Rashi, the Ratosos and the Ramban, right, and the other Rishonim we saw, both say that the toeles, right, is in terms of, oh, you're accomplishing X, you're doing Y, right? You shouldn't be schlepping, you shouldn't be transporting objects around. But your chayiv based on, right, what makes something actually a maisa hotzah is the pu'ulas, tzuras pu'ulas ha'maisa shahaya b'mishka. Okay? In a very constraining way. Okay. Now, so far, right, that's the, you know, in a nutshell, like the hotzah. Question is, right, how does that work with the rest of malachos? Right? So we see in Horios, right, this is by fascinating Gemara, where it says, oh, you know, hotzah, let's say Bezdin, they make, you know, make a mistake, and they're oker, and they say, oh, you can do hotzah. So in general, Bezdin is putter if they're so wrong, right, they say, oh, you know, there's no mitzvah of Shabbos, there's no issur of doing avodah zarah. So if they're oker kol agaf, or it's something that, you know, is a mefurish pasuk, something that's tzeduki modimbo, then we'd say that they're putter. Why? Because it's not a hora, right? If Bezdin Paskin's wrong, then we could say, right, oh, it was, you know, they made a mistake in hora. Everyone did it based on that hora. And therefore, Bezdin's going to be responsible for a parhelm davar shel tzibur. In a case where there is no, where there's no hora, they're just wrong. And at some point, something isn't a mistake. You know, it's just, you know, it's just like, oh, we were wrong. We, you know, we made a mistake. Oopsies, we'll fix it. It's, you know, it's negligence. It's just, I'm trying to think of the word. There's a good word for it.
I like negligence.
Negligence is good, but it's like an accident. It wasn't a mistake. Right? A mistake is like, oh, error in judgment. You know, like an accident is something that just like, in, you know, oh, you have two cars that like, let's say the lamp pole falls and, you know, on something, you know, wasn't, oh, you know, oh, I guess it's not such a good, necessarily linguistically so accurate, I guess. Right. But, well, let's say there's a mistake where you had a shikul adas and you were wrong. You made the wrong call. And the other one where you simply just, you know, weren't paying attention. You weren't acting, properly. So you can be more or less guilty. Right. But it wasn't that there was a judgment call and that judgment call was wrong. Right? It's simply, you know, you acted improperly. You didn't intend to act improperly, but you did. Or, you know, there was no decision-making process, essentially. right? If it's oger kol agof, they're not chayiv because they didn't make the wrong call, right? They didn't make a call at all. They were just, you know, they just weren't doing their job, right? It's just, you know, they don't have the authority to even talk about that. The whole, you know, it's almost like when the Supreme Court says, like, oh, we don't have standing, or you don't have standing to ask us to pask in this case, right? So they're paskening that the whole question shouldn't even come to them in the first place. They're not deciding about the tochen because they're saying, like, well, we're not even talking to you. If it's an okiris kol aguf, they don't have standing in order to discuss such a thing. Now, what's fascinating here is that what's one of the examples they give? If, let's say, they were to say hotza doesn't exist, but the rest of Shabbos does, right? So the Gemara says, okay, what about, you know, if they say, yesh Shabbos hava ho motzi mer shusler shuas pater, amai hotza haksev lo totzi amasmi batechem. So the Amri Hotsa Huda Sira Moshe Vizarek Shari. Okay, so they say, oh yeah, let's say they're only Mati or some of the Toldos. So it's not Oker Kol Agof. Right? By Rabbi Yosef, in Harisha B'Shabbos Mahu, Mi Amrina Kivindika Modu Bekulu Milsa Kibito Mixas Vikia Mixas, Odilma Kivindika Akari Anala Harisha Kolikar Kakiras Gof Dami. Okay, the Gemara asks, what about the rest of the Avos? Let's say you say, oh, no Harisha, but there are, you know, 38 other Avos Malacha. So Tashma, Yesh Shabbos b'Torah, Aval Hamotim Shseyach L'Shesarabim Pater, V'Amai Ha'akarin Lo'otza Kolikar, and there's a Hazam Nami Kiddush Haninan. Okay? I says, oh, you know, maybe Hotza is different. So Gemara has a question, where it basically says, oh, Hotza is obviously an Akiras Kolagof, right? Yesh Shabbos b'Torah, Hamotim Shseyach L'Shesarabim Pater, Yesh Avodz Kochavim, that's considered Akiras Kol Agof, right? But when it comes to Shar Melachos, it leaves it as a Safek, okay? If you look at the Rambam paskins the Safek, and he says, Im tov ha-horu va-amru ha-mbotzi mer-shosler shoshu she-chayev she-nemar al-yetze ish-mim komo ava ha-zoriko moshet muter o she-akru av me-avos melacha va-horu she-ino melacha. Okay, if they said one of the toldos of Hotza is okay, or one of the other avos, that is going to be chayiv because they're not okay kol agof. But if they said kol Hotza, if they said Hotza is mutter, then they'd be chayiv. Then they'd be pater because Zakira is called a gof. But not if they were okay, one of the other other avos malacha. Right? You got that? Right. The Rambam says you have
to steer with the Gemara as you read it.
Right. Meaning the Gemara, or at the very least, you know, the Gemara has a suffix legabe the Shar Malachos. And the Rambam says, oh no, Shar Malachos are clearly not Akiras Kol Agof, even though they're Oker called Gof Ha Malacha, because they're part of the Avos Malacha, right? They're part of Isra Malacha on Shabbos. So basically, right, Kufe Shabbos, according to the Rambam, you have, right, 38 Malachos, right? In which case, if you're Oker one of these, you'd be Pater, right? But you have Hotza where, you know, then if you were okay this is Akiras Kol Agof, right? This is a Gof Shalem. And then you could say, oh, you know, Moshet, Dalet Amos, or, you know, Moshet and Hachnasa, and whatever, then you those are, you know, Oker Mikdas and Mekayim Mikdas. And here, you know, it's Harisha and, you know, and, Malachos XYZ, right? So what the Rambam is basically saying is that the Isra Malacha of Avos Malacha is a Guf, Shalim, and Hotza is a Guf Shalim with Ba'efneatzma, right? He passes against the second question of the Gemara, and he says, on you know, basically on his own authority, yeah, Hotza is a Guf Shalim, right? This is a, you know, Guf Shalim, and these are, you know, this is the Akiras Mixas. Okay? So here, this would be Akiras Kol Agof. Hotza is Akiras Kol Agof. Okay, so what the Rambam is clearly saying is that, you know, when we were talking about, oh, Halitzah is like is unique, right? The Rambam is saying, yeah, Halitzah is unique, and this Gemara has a Havamina, which the Rambam totally paskins, that Halitzah is a Guf Shalim, and the rest of the Malachos are not. Okay? Which means that Halitzah, in some sense, stands apart from all the other Malachos, which is kind of what we saw in the fact, in the way that it's listed in the Mishnayos, in the fact that it starts off the Masechta, before we even started talking about Isser Malacha, and from the fact that, right, all the others are connected to Achefetz, right? All of these Malachos have to do with, right, Shinoi B'Achefetz, right? And here, Meikar Achefetz, right, B'Hash Achefetz. Right? So what happens is, says the Rambam, that you have Akiras Kalagof because Hotzah, right, stands on its own. Why? Right? Like what? I understand it's like a little bit weird, but normally also the fact is, like, what are we saying about it being weird so far? Has been that, oh, you know, you need a pasuk to tell me that it has a toldah. Right? You need to prove the toldos from the Mishkan and from Sfar. You need, you know, it sounds like it's worse off. But here what we're saying is that, you know, it's guf b'fnei atzma. So it stands by its own on its own 2 feet. So A, that's kind of counterintuitive. Although you could say, oh, that's because it's, you know, it's less, so it actually is different and therefore separate. It's like one of those separate but not equal. Or, right, you know, or there's something special going on in Hotzah. But what's very clear is that Hotzah is unique, right? And we're going to figure out, like, okay, why, you know, why it's unique in terms of its hagdara as being a din in the tsuras p'ulas hamaisa malacha shehaya b'mishkan, and the fact that it doesn't change the chatzah. Okay? So that's one very, very, you know, pleiadic din. Okay, number two, again, the Gemara just gives us, like, you know, and it gives us psukim, and more importantly, it gives us two psukim. Right, on the Gemara in Shabbos and Tzadi Vav, yes, right, gemechti zrika tolda de hotzahi, right, throwing an object is a tolda of hotzah, hotzah gufa mehecha ksiva. Right, first, like, we don't ask that by any of the other malachos. Amar Rav Yochanan de amar krav vayitzav Moshe, vayaviru kol b'machane. Right, Moshe gave a tzivoi, and he said, oh, everybody, stop bringing things to the Mishkan, because we have enough. Right? Moshe hechan hava, b'machane levia, Moshe sitting in machane levia, rishos harabim hi, v'ka'amar lehu l'Yisrael, lo takfiku v'titu mershos hayachid, d'dichu l'rishos harabim, don't take out of your tents to the rishos harabim of machane levia to bring more stuff for the Mishkan. Okay, now, says Gemara, u'mimai de b'shabes kai, dilma b'chol kai. Okay, maybe it was a weekday. Right? Why is the fact that he told them that they should stop doing hotzah have any bearing on us? Right? Maybe he was just done, right? He had all of the stuff he needed, and he said, okay, guys, like enough, I got it. Right? Why is it, like, why are we learning out hotzah from here? Because ksiv amalacha hayta dayan. Gemara havara havara miyom kippur. And we learn out from kehekash to yom kippur. Ksiv hacha vayviru kol ben machaneh, ksiv hasam vayavar tashofar b'trua. Malavan biyom iser, afkan biyom iser. Right? The vayaviru kol ben machaneh means, like, you know, they, like, mamish, they sounded the alarm, and they hit, like, you know, like, stop doing hotza. You know, there's, like, a klaxon going off, just like vayavar tashofar trua on Yom Kippur. Right? Mamish was blowing a shofar and saying, like, everybody stop doing hotza. You know, there are sirens, klaxons. I don't know if there were red lights, because it might be, like, a no-light issue or a havara issue. Ashkan hotza hachnasa minalan. Now, right, again, Tosus points this out. What do you mean? Right, svarahi mechti rishus rishusu mali apuke mali yule. Right, why is the Gemara asking? You know, it's the same thing, says the Gemara. Right, but at the end of the day, we still needed a limud for it. And in our mission on the first parak, we actually split between hotza and hachnasa. Mihu hotza av hachnasa tolda. Hachnasa is going to be a tolda, right? It's also clear there. Why should hachnasa be a tolda? If conceptually, mali afuke, mali yule, right? They should be exactly the same thing. Right? Umechti, aha mechai, vaha mechai. And it says, oh, what's the difference between avos and toldos? Right? You know, it depends on, like, you're only chayv one chatos for the entire av, and it's toldos. if you do them all behelamachas. Okay. Alrighty. If you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbeinu Hananel has a slightly different gears to this Gemara. Okay. Just the first thing though is right. The Gemara that we have says, how do we know that a mahotza is a malacha? We have a pasuk that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael to stop doing hotza, right, when he got enough stuff for the Mishkan, and it was Shabbos, you know, and he's saying, oh, don't do hotza on Shabbos, right? I got enough stuff and don't do hotza on Shabbos, you know, we're good, right? Rabbeinu Hananel has the same girsa, has a different girsa, right? Uminalan do hotza mishus l'shus malacha, kaimalan midlo amratora ish al yaviu od l'trumas hakodesh, ela al yasu od milacha ka amratora, lo havi avdi midi achrina ela mafkiu maisi. The Gemara says, Ayasu od malacha la avodata kodesh. What was going on? Right? They're bringing the trumos to the Mishkan. So what is this malacha, right, that they're doing, which we're saying, Ayasu od malacha la avodata kodesh? The malacha la avodata kodesh must have been hota of the trumos to the Mishkan. Shmamina, debaha ikra, debaha, sorry, dehava'a kari la malacha. Okay, we see from here, when right, if we tell you stop doing malacha for the Mishkan, right, when I see you bringing something, and it's a weekday, what am I saying? That hotza is a malacha, right? It's a constructive action that matters, right? That is called a malacha. The kivan da amrlu al yasu od malacha kiblu kediksiv vechale ha'am mehavi. Kivan da hava mi batem liten legizbarim b'machan leviyah b'chol ikrai malacha. Ah, right? It's b'chol. It was a weekday, right? V'kaim alan, d'chol malacha asa b'shabes. Ivri rala milsa d'hotza v'achnasa nami malacha hi. Right? K'shem sh'nim nu heim ha'am milo tziyo l'havi v'liten l'gizbarim. Kach nim nu mi'ad gizbarim milakai v'omhem l'hach m'salishka m'fur sh'nami b'sham b'yasa sh'shabes ha'otza k'ruya malacha. What are we learning here? Right? Says the Rabbeinu Hananel, we're not learning that the pasuk doesn't tell me that it's Shabbos and don't do hotza because hotza is a malacha. Right? Rabbeinu Hananel says we're learning that today is a weekday, right? And we're all done with the malachos of Avodas HaKodesh, of Bnias HaMishkan. So don't bring me any more stuff. Right? But it calls the hotza a malacha on the weekday. From there, we see that hotza is considered a malacha, right? Now, what's interesting here is that what's the nafkamina between those two, right? The gears that we have, the way Rashi has it, is the Gemara says, oh, you know, the pasuk says al tasu od lavodas hamikdash, right? It's referring to hotza, and that day was Shabbos. So we see that Moshe is telling them, don't do it because it's a malacha on Shabbos. Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa.
Then tell us what to do with the Mishkan.
Pardon?
Like, according to that, then hotza has nothing to do with the Mishkan. Like, it's its own concept on Shabbos.
I mean, according to that, maybe. Or, I would say more precisely, is like it doesn't necessarily, right? Meaning, we're saying, oh, it's a malacha. Right? It's a chiddush. It's a malacha. But it's like, we need a pasuk to tell you, oh, it's a malacha on Shabbos. Right? Or it's considered a malacha on Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Hananel, right? Rabbeinu Hananel leaves out that second part. He doesn't have that. Right? Oh, how do we know that it was Shabbos? It wasn't Shabbos. It was a weekday. But on a weekday, it's considered malacha too. Right? What does that say at the end of the day?
It says the same level.
Exactly. Right. Meaning, I wouldn't have known that it's a malacha, but at the end of the day, right, it's a malacha. And now that it's Shabbos, and malacha is usher on Shabbos, so this is usher too. Right? The fact that we need a limud definitely says that hotza is different, right? But the approach is one is saying, oh, hotza is usher on Shabbos. The other says that hotza is actually considered a malacha. You might have thought, oh, you know, hotza is just moving stuff around. Kamash Malan, no, hotza is not just moving stuff around. Right? Hotza is actually malacha, right? It's an important economic activity, or it's a constructive activity. You didn't realize it, but it is. on Shabbos when Malach is Aser, so it's going to be Aser too, right? Nafkumina is also, right, when, at the end of the day, are we going to say that Hotzah, you know, is a regular Malacha on Shabbos? I wouldn't have known it, but now I do. Or it's a Malacha, and on Shabbos is Malacha Zaser. Or am I saying, oh, the Torah tells me, by the way, you know, don't do Hotzah on Shabbos, it's considered a Malacha, right? So the question of by Aviru, right? Aliyasu od melacha, right? By Hotza, so by our Girsa, let's say Rashi's Girsa, is, right? It's Shabbos. Don't do melacha, meleches Hotza. Or Hotza, which is a malacha.
Right, all right.
Even, don't do Hotza. Yeah, don't do Hotza. Don't do Hotza. It's a malacha. Right, the alternative is Rabbeinu Hananel, who says, right, Hotza is considered a malacha, and then on Shabbos it is us, right, as a malacha. Okay, one of them says that it's a malacha, and the other says, you know, it's a malacha on Shabbos. According to Rashi's Girsa, I don't necessarily know, right, it's the same as other malachos. I don't even necessarily know that is it really a malacha? Or it's usher like malacha on Shabbos? Right? For Rashi, the Torah says, don't do Hotzah on Shabbos, it's nechshav a malacha. The other one says, linguistically, the Torah tells us, oh, you know, don't do more malacha for the Mishkan, and it's referring to Hotzah. So you see that Hotzah is in the same category as other malachos in terms of its constructive creative capabilities, right? You're building a Mishkan. One of the malachos that you need to do for building a Mishkan is Hotzah. From there, I know that on Shabbos, when malacha is Aser, that's going to be Aser too, right? So that's very different, because at the end of the day, it says that it's a malacha. And why is it Aser on Shabbos? Because it's a malacha. As opposed to, it's like a malacha on Shabbos. I don't know if that's because it's actually a malacha, right? Or am I just saying it's like the other malachos, but it's not actually, right, fundamentally the same. It just, you know, it has the same properties. Don't do it on Shabbos. Okay. That's going to have, you know, significant repercussions to how we understand Hotzah. Right? Do we say, oh, it's a malacha, right? It's different, but it's the same as the others. Or are we saying that, you know, no, it's actually radically different. It just happens to also be usher like the malachas. Okay. Right, the other interesting thing is that there's another pasuk that the Gemara gives for Hotzah. Right? It says, Al Yitzei Ish Mimkomo, Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo. Okay? Torah says, right, don't go out of your place. The Gemara there wants to use it for Tchumen. And then it says, oh, you know, if you think so, are we loke on Tchumen, right? Tchumen is a lav, shenitan las haras misas bazdin. It's a lav that could also get you killed. How? Right? Because miksev al yotzi al yitziksev. Okay? And the question there is, what's that mean? Are we saying, oh, really, Tchumen is not al yotzi mimkomo, it's al yetze mimkomo. Al yotzi mimkomo, we read it al yotzi, and therefore means also you can't do Hotzah. Okay, so we're using the same pasuk both for Hotzah and for Tchumen. Okay? And therefore, since it applies to both Hotzah and Tchumen, therefore you're going to be chayiv for, you're going to be patur for Hotzah on Hotzah. Second, sorry. Right? Yeah, you're going to be putter on tchumen, sorry, because it's a lav anitin lasaras mises bezin, because it's connected to a lav, which is also mechayiv mises. Okay? But there, what we're saying the pasuk of al yitzei yishmael komo also applies to the eser hotza. And the maskana might actually be, right, we don't pass in, except for the Rambam, that we pass in tchumen daraisa, all the others shown to pass in tchumen darabanan, which means the pasuk of al yitzei is actually only referring to hotza. Okay? So we have al tasu od lavodas melechas hameshkan, and we have a pasuk of al yitzei yishmael komo. Okay. Right. Tosa says, but, you know, Tosa is very confused by this because how can it serve? How can it play both roles? If you hold that tchumen is daraisa, how can it both say al yitze yishmim komo and al yotze yishmim komo at the same time? Okay. And part of the chap Tosa's answer is actually maybe the pasuk doesn't come to say that there's nesar otza. Right, the kivan de mehai kra nami nafkalan isra hotza the heavy mises bezdin. It's like a hadre lekra and tells us, oh, it's a malacha, right? But really, it's about tchumen. Okay, or the opposite, like really, it's about tchumen, you know. And then it also agav teaches us that that there is an isra hotza. Okay, but again, this is something I hopefully we'll come back to. How can it be you have like the isra of hotza? And that same pasuk is also going to teach me tchumen, right? So according to Tosfos, it's not such a problem because we don't paskin that way. We paskin that tchumen is darabana. According to the Rambam, and paskins both, right? How's that pasuk coming to play both? What's the connection between tchumen and hotza, right? What is tchumen, the pashtas, right? It's the person walking more than, you know, a payim or 12 mil away from where he is, right? I guess it's about traveling, about not resting, right? It says a lot about, there's no chifetz involved though. So clearly it's not just about, you know, transporting the object, it suddenly becomes gavra-centric. Does that mean that hotza is really about the movement of the gavra? And that's like a separate, but I guess equal issue. Okay. Just like a third, and there's like another pasuk also in Horios, right? Quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, right? Hotza is davar ha siduki modim bo. Right, it says lo totzi masa mi batechem. If you look at the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, lo totzi masa mi batechem biyom haShabbat. V'chol malacha lo taasu bikidashtem et yom haShabbat kasher tzivisi et avotechem. What's interesting about that pasuk is what? What's like? What am I like? That, you know, what's this parallel to? Like this part. Like the very beginning. Like what just jumps out at you? What jumps out at me really is the question. Right? Lo totziu masa mi batechem b'yom haShabbat v'chol melacha lo ta'asu. What's he doing? Right? It's exactly what we, you know, what we have in Horios. You know, it's kind of, it's just bizarre. Right, it's exactly what we had in Horios, where we said, "Oh, you know, Kufei Shabbos, there's Kol Malacha, and then there's Hotza." Right, he's splitting and saying, "Oh, don't do Hotza, and don't do the rest of the Malachos," which is parallel, basically, to the way the Masechta is structured. We have, you know, Yitzios HaShabbos, and then later on in Kagod, we say, "Oh, and there are Lamed Tet Avos Malacha." Here they are, right? It's almost like there are two. You know, there are two gufin. There's hotza and kol malacha, which is, you know, just really, really fascinating and, you know, parallel in the psukim. Okay, so to sum up, what I think can I hop in those last few words?
What did you say?
There's like a few, you know, yeah, I'm just going to just very like regalachas point out, right, that the next like two like chunks of Makoros that I sent out are like deal with two, you know, two cool possibilities. Essentially that you could theoretically have Isra Malacha without Hotza, right? We're gonna go over them again on Sunday, but one is the idea historically that you could have Isra Malacha without Hotza, right? In Mara, that maybe they had Shabbos, but they didn't have an Isra Hotza yet, and therefore they could travel still on Shabbos. And something we saw already in terms of the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is that maybe on Yontif we say in ira v'hotza liyontif. There's an Israel lo tasa kol malacha or malachas avoda, right? Maybe there's no Israel of hotza on Yontif. It's a real havamin in the Gemara, and I guess we'll discuss how seriously to take it. But the Gemara really has a havamina that there's just no Isra of Hutza when it comes to Yante. Right? So we have this idea, on the one hand, we know, right, Hutza is equal in the sense that it, you know, it's going to be Mechaev Yukares and Skila and Chayev Chatas if you violate it. It's one of the Avos Malacha, right? But on the other hand, we see that it's separate. We see that it has both distinct characteristics in the structure. It's very, very suras pu'ulas ha maisa shahaya v'mishkan oriented, right? We see that it's a guf shalem, and we see also like a fascinating machlokas in terms of the psukim. Whether did the psukim say, "Oh, hotza is a malacha, and therefore it's asur as part of all the other malachos," or does the Torah say, you know, what we saw in Yirmiya, "I don't be motzi." Right? And say, oh, you know, how did we know that it's Shabbos? Oh, the Torah says that it's nechshav like a malacha on Shabbos. But we need a special pasuk not to teach me just that it's structured, formally it's considered a malacha and then on Shabbos it'll be aser, but that it's considered a malacha on Shabbos. Right? Maybe there are really these two separate gufim of malacha and hotza. Okay? So next year, We're gonna boil down what makes hotza different. Why is what's its relationship to the other malachos, right? In terms of as being part of the avos malacha, and then you know what really what is it? You know, as a malacha, how is it a malacha? What makes what really is the essence of hotza, and what does that tell us about the malachos in general? Like, why do we want to start our masechta with it?